There's a reason that I'm able to ski across the Atlantic Ocean, and it has to do with a dear friend of mine, and probably many of you. That's Joe Jabaly. And I'd like to read a little piece that I wrote to honor Joe. It's taken me more than 3 months to process this snuffing of life. I cannot seem to get my arms around the why of it, when Joe was in his prime and had so much to share. But I'm only a poor human with tears instead of answers. There seems to be a community climate of introspection. Many who knew him have a story, a Joe story, they need to tell and share. Because he touched so many people on several different planes, the ripple effect is multidimensional. It seems he was beloved by old ladies like me, drummers, dogs, teenagers, doctors, teachers, doers, dreamers, lawyers, tree huggers, intellectuals, deadheads, Rotarians, and rhinoceros. For a skinny guy, this private public man had layers and layers of passionate interests that were dear to his heart and his head. It seems to me he was like an onion, one layer for his practice, one for the healthcare mire, one for the school board, one for the educational funding crisis, one for environmental problems, one for an eclipse of the sun, one for community service, one for the Grateful Dead, one for the cake lady, one for dancing, hiking, racing, one for letting the other guy go first, one to party on, one to listen, full attention, and observe. But the closest, tightest section of this onion man was the center, the family core from which he gained his strength, his peace, and his quiet understanding. Onion-like, his zest for living spiced up his corner of the world, wherever that happened to be. He seemed to find a perfectly reasonable way to be zany and serious at the same time. I appreciated his counsel as a colleague when I practiced physical therapy at McKee Medical Center. I appreciated his wisdom personally as an exceptional doctor, as a friend, as a person who cared about many of society's problems and who loved the same kind of wild adventures as we do. What now? Joe's probably interviewing the cake lady in the sky while we wrestle with the reason crushed onion makes us cry.